Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Kerr, Bobby, Maggie, and Lilo Berry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas. Saga 3. 66 million years ago. Recorders ended. Part 2.
To Steve Chase at Hotmail.com, from L. Harcourt at Marquette.edu. Subject: Oh my. Dear Steve, I repeat and emphasize my subject header. Oh my. If this were a visual message and I was able to send gifts to you, the one I would choose would be the renowned Star Wars actor George Takei, speaking these words as he is wont to do upon seeing something surprising. Although surprise does not begin to cover what you have revealed to me, I thank you for your effort in introducing yourself and allowing the both of us to become more familiar with each other. If you had begun your initial message with these astounding revelations, I should have thought you quite made. Or perhaps someone looking to infiltrate the Conclave in the Ostium Sagas for more sordid reason, or perhaps thirdly for some grandiose reason that I cannot fathom at the moment. Suffice to say, I would not have believed you, and would have instantly deleted the message and thought no more on the matter. Upon listening to each of your responses, the next perhaps more shocking than the last, I wondered if this was even something I should show the Conclave, due to their revelatory nature. But then I remembered that I had revealed to you a secret that could be considered equally shocking, and you would not have revealed this to me without knowing full well that the rest of the Conclave would also know forthwith. If you had asked me to keep those matters in confidence, you would have emphatically stated it so. As you did not, I can tell you the Conclave also knows of your secrets now, and, like me, were equally aghast and somewhat disbelieving on learning of these matters. But then, after some time, have come to understand and accept what you have revealed. I feel a plethora of questions jumping to the edge of my tongue, but will instead choose to be gracious. How I should like to hold an open conversation with you to speed things along instead of this cumbersome back and forth. Perhaps in time, you or one of your colleagues might devise some way to do this. For now, I humbly await to hear where you should like us to proceed next in our albeit slow and seemingly old-fashioned dialogue. Sincerely, Larry Harcourt.
Well, I'm glad my big revelations were taken as well as could be hoped by the Conclave, and that it didn't start some schism within the secret group or freak them out so much that they wouldn't let Harcourt talk to me anymore. I was thinking this a bit right after I sent that message. What if I'd gone too far, and I'd just jeopardized this friendship? Not to mention an invaluable communication channel. But what was done, and I just moved on to the third saga. I actually got this response from Harcourt, and yes, you may have noticed instead of going back and forth between Larry and Professor Harcourt, I'm just going to call him Harcourt from now on to make things easier on myself. While I was reading through and recording the third Ostium saga, and as much as I wanted to listen to it right away, I made myself wait until I was done with the saga. You never know if he might send some spoilers along, and we wouldn't want that, would we? Getting back to the message Harcourt sent, nothing too surprising in it really, though I noticed he chose to grant me the choice of making the next chess move in this communication game, if we are still playing it, as opposed to providing me with more answers from his end. Then again, maybe he's just being polite and waiting for me to ask some questions I want answers to, which is what I fully intend to do. But before I start recording my next message to Harcourt, there's something I need to talk about first. And that's the fact that because we're in different timelines of the same realities, and presumably around the same time and date chronologically, there are some obvious differences in our respective worlds. Obviously, the burning down of the entire city of London is one of them, but I've noticed a few others in Harcourt's last two messages. One is what he called the Oxford Open for the tennis Grand Slam tournament in his world, which we know in our world as the Wimbledon Classic. Again, not really surprising considering London no longer exists, and therefore neither do the hallowed grounds of Wimbledon, and it honestly makes sense to do it in the big city of Oxford. I wonder if they have the same white tennis attire requirement. The other piece of alternate history I feel I must point out, as both a nerd and Trekkie, plus my mum would turn my hide if I chose to ignore it, is the mention of George Takei as the renowned Star Wars actor, when we all know full well that the great Takei is actually the very talented actor in the brilliant role of Mr. Sulu in the original Star Trek series. That's Trek, not Wars. I'm thinking of the well-used quote, "My cup runneth over as I feel the anger of this inaccuracy rising within me." But I must force myself to calm down, as this is not a mistake on Harcourt's part, just a series of alternate events where one George Takei plays a successful lead role in the Star Wars franchise. As to which one, Mook, Han, Chewie, or even bloody Princess Leia for all I know, I'm really dying to find out, but I'm going to have to find a clever way to work the question into the next message. Okay, it's time to have a filling meal and to have a think on what my next message shall be for Harcourt, and what bountiful questions I can come up with to ask him of the Ostium sagas and the mysteries of the Conclave. And yes, perhaps even the full cast of Star Wars and Star Trek.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.